This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
This week's parasha is Dama Parasha Be'ar B'chukosai, and Be'ar B'chukosai starts with Shmitna Yovlis. It's one of the fundamental parashas in terms of mitzvahs atlus ba'aretz. Shemitah is very, very chashev, and Yovel is the crown of it. But there's also much deeper in Yanim that Rishonim tell us are shayach to the inyan of Shemitahs and Yovelis and so on. I'd like to touch specifically, we'd like to get a little bit of a feel for the inyan of Yovel. Yovel has a few mitzvahs in it. And it has the surim and dinim of Shemitah as far as the karka goes, working the land. So it's a type of Shemitah. It has in itself a din of letting go of avodim and karka is going back. And tzkiyah shofar. Those are all in yonim in yovel. But there's something very, very strange over here. The Rambam says, and it's the maskan of a sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Shleisha dvarim ma'akvin b'yovel. There are three things that are ma'akiv on yovel. Tkia, shluach avodim, v'achzoka sodas lebaleihem, v'achzoka sodas lebaleihem, v'zui shmitas karka. So the three things are ma'akiv yovel. In other words, yovel is not chal. In terms of what? So Rashi and Taisis, the Ram doesn't say it clearly, but Rashi and Taisis say it on the Sugya, as far as the Kedusha and the Surim of the Shemitah type stuff, the Issa to work the land and so on, all of those are only Chal if you do Tkia, Shluch Avodim, Asaras, Sosa Balehim. So this is an incredible halacha that nothing like it. Imagine somebody would tell you, you know what? On Pesach, if you don't eat matzah and mar and alt kaisis, then you don't have to keep the suri malacha. If you don't sit in the sukkah and don't take lulav on sukkahs, what's the point of keeping halachas of the isa shabbos shaboy of the chiv shvisa? It's the only halacha like that where sort of the tail is wagging the cat. It's the other way around. In other words, Yomakadish Shemitah, there is Yomakadish Yovel. Now a Kedusha descends on it, and that's Issa Malacha. Then there's special halachas that you have to do Mikoyach Yovel, that you have to give back the land, the Avodim, and so on. That's how you would expect halacha to be. It's Machlekes, and we paskin that this is the halacha. And that's only type of Kedusha Zman like that. It's the only type of Zman that be Mekayim Daloch is Kaveh, whether it's Zman is Kedusha or not. Now, no other day like that. Somebody will say a Shabbos, if you don't do Kiddush and you're not Mekayim Dazoch Shaboy, you're part of the Shama Shaboy. What's up, Shatnit? What's the Inyan of Yovel this? We also have another Halach in Yovel that it's only Bezman that all Yeshveim are Ba'aretz. So the Rambam says, Mishagol Shevet Rishon, Shevet Reuven God, and Chatzim Shevet Menashe, Botla Yevlis, Shema Krosim Dror Ba'aretz, L'chol Yeshveh, Bezman Shekashveh Aleho. So the halacha that is Tolu Yeshveh Aleho, and B'meila, other halachas like Kavirivri and so on, are all Nigra, and they also have the same halacha. So this halacha is contingent on another element. Shemitah is not contingent on that. Mitzvah Zatluyus Ba'aretz, may or may not be a Shemitah. In other words, if they are contingent, they're contingent because of the Yovel aspect to it. But Tachlis, there are things that are contingent, whether it's Chorev or not, but the halacha of having the Yeshveha, the Kol Yeshveha, is unique over here. So we have a halacha here of a certain Kedusha Zazman. The Kedusha Zazman is something that is one of the types of Kedusha Zazman, like Shemitah. It's a Shabbos of sorts, and yet it has all of these strange halachas that it's dependent on other things. So how do we understand these halachas? We also have actually in a similar type of halacha, much not with all these pratim, but there's something similar about Shavuos to Shmitin to Yevlis, and that is that as opposed to all Kedusha Zmanim, Shavuos is not really a Zman. The Rambam says, the Rambam when he explains what Shavuos is, B'yom HaChamishim Misfiras HaOmer Hu Chag HaShavuos. So on the 50th day of Sfiras HaOmer, that's Chag HaShavuos. V'atzeres V'yom HaZeh Makriv V'Musaf K'mos V'Rosh Chodesh, and so on. The halacha of Shavuos is not a Zman, and it isn't halachically a Zman. It could be, depending on when they had Kiddush HaChodesh, it could be could fluctuate. But Tachlis, it's the Yom Chamish and Sfiras HaOmer. So we have two types of mitzvahs of Zman, of Kedushas Zman, which both of them are independent of a date, in a sense. Shavuos is not on Vav or Zayin Sivan, it's on the 50th day of Sfiras HaOmer. And in that way, it's really independent of any specific day, which is unique in all the Ma'adim of Kedushas Zman. Yovel, which should be the 50th year, and that's it, is contingent on our keeping the mitzvahs of Yovel, and not keeping the mitzvahs is not going to work. We also have this inyan of Kol Yeshveha, which is strange. There's another aspect about the Zman of Yovel that is unique. It says, Shnas HaYovel Eina Oile Meminyan Shnei HaShavua, Ela Shnas Tesha Avarboim is Shemitah, U'Shnas Chemishim Yovel, Shnas Chemishim Tchil Shei Shanim. In other words, like this, we have cycles. And these cycles of 6 years and Shemitah are the global calendar of Klal Yisrael. We count by which Shemitah it is, which year, and which Shemitah. That's how, that was the classic calendar. The classic calendar was, you could write in a you could date it with a day, a month, a year, or a Shemitah, which Shemitah it is. Yovel doesn't fit into the calendar. So Yovel is a Kedushas Zman, but it's sort of not anywhere on the calendar. It's something which is totally in, it's totally in the calendar, but once we have it, we don't, the next year is the first year. So that there's a year, a gap, and that middle year is just mufka from it. What's the pshat in it? So we have two Kedushas Zmanim, Yovel and Shavuos. Each one of them are somehow totally in Zman, that they relate to a Zman, and yet there's an incredible difference between them and anything similar to it. Shavuos is not a specific day, and even though we're commemorating Matan Torah, it doesn't have to be the day when Torah was given. It's something that is a Zman independent of it. And the same thing is true by Yovels, which is part of the macro calendar of Shemitahs, of Shanim and Shemitahs and Yovels, but Yovel stands aside, and so on. So let's talk a little bit about this inyan, about the Kedushas HaZman, and so on. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim speaks about Zman as being a Bria. It's something that to him is very, very important, very, very significant, and he makes a big deal out of it. There's one on the Amma in Chazal that he feels seems to say not like that, and he says it's a Das Yichidah that you can't listen to, and so on. Very, very strong about it. Many reasons why to be strong about it. The philosophers, Aristotle, believed that the world was eternal. in which case Zman either precedes or is kind of equal. Chasom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shem Havaya, Hoya Hoyve V'Yia, implies, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transcends Zman, which means that Zman Bal Korchach is a Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is very, very fundamental to our understanding of many aspects of the Ribbono Shel Olam being Hakol and so on, that he's L'malo Min HaZman, and therefore Bal Korchach Zman is a Bria put into this world. The Bria put into this world is something which is Zman that's put into this world is the ultimate gvul to everything. In other words, it's a framework that everything has to fit into. And therefore, for Nivroim, it's the overarching circle, the overarching limit. Everything will have a time when it came to being and a time when it stops existing. And that's the Mahalach of Zman in the Bria. Misa is a type of limit. It's a type of Zman. When a person lives under Zman, means that Misa is inevitable. We talk to somebody, we say, you know, you've aged a lot. The time has left its mark on you. In other words, time is not only a clock on the wall ticking. It's my own metzias is time bound because everything falls on the Zman. The Bria is the big circle that everything goes under Zman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam a metzias that part of it is divine, part of it is Zecher Chaim Imal, and as such can transcend time. When it says that if you ate from the eights, for Eitz Chaim, you would be V'chai L'Olam. V'chai L'Olam means that our Metzius transcends time. And therefore, there is nothing time. We become the Kaveh on the time and not the time on us. Right now, the time is Kaveh us. These and these years, you'll be able to do this. These and these years, you'll be able to do this. These and these years, you won't be able to do anything. And these and these years, you will cease to exist. That's how time is shalit on us. But a person has a chelik that shayach to le'olam, the chay le'olam, means that he transcends time. It means that time doesn't have a shultan on him. Of course, a person does things in order. I can't do, I mean, there's a day, there's a night, so on. But mitzad de toichin, that becomes, the person himself becomes something that transcends it. Every person has a Zman when he's born, that has to be. We are Nivroim. So the point of Bria, Bracious, affects every single person. And that there's no getting out of. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Rishon. But in the Chai L'Olam, it's Shayach for us if we're able to transcend Zman. So a little bit, Klal Yisrael got a bailus over Zman in Kedushas HaZmanim. Kedushas HaZmanim means that we're koveya, this and this day is misugal for geula. This and this day is misugal for hashkocha, lemateshvu. This day is mesugal for this. The Kedushas HaZmanim, Achoyes Elohim, means that mitzad what the days are, mitzad what the zman is, that is part of our ability to do. In other words, the olam habechira, which is the ma'aseh adam, is able to put some sort of framework around the zman. That is one way in which we are balabatim over the zman. It's a limited way, but that's the way it is. A person is zeich lechay olam haba, which the Rambam describes as chayim nitzchiyim. So that also transcends time, but that's not within this world. Within this world, there's no transcending time. So the reflection of our ability to impose kedusha on the zmanim is by having yom tovim, by having shemitah. Shemitah means we count year, 7th year we kaveh shemitah. So we have a limited ability to be kaveh zman. Once it's chal, it's no longer in our rishus. Once Shabbos comes, so Shabbos tells us what to do. Shabbos Yubachal don't have shlita on. It's kavur v'kri v'kaima. But something like Yontif, so we're the ones who sit and decide when Pesach comes. But once Pesach comes, we're aser matzah. We're aser chametz, we're chayv matzah. All of the dinim achal, and that's it. And then we have to live with it. That's the normal. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us some sort of shilton and shlita on zman. But the etzem power of zman over us, the etzem gvul, that's something that is beyond. There is one more hechetimtza. The Torah says that an eved ivri lamashal is vavodei la'olam. He has to work for his adon forever. Forever finishes at a certain time. And that forever that finishes a certain time is the forever of 49 years. That's the olam. This 50th year means that we transcend the big circle of time. There is no counting. There are no dates in the Hebrew calendar past the 49th year. That's it. There's no more count. Then it's Shemitahs again, Shemitahs, Shemitahs, Shemitahs. The 50th year is something that transcends man, and Laharaya, it itself is not even Zman. It doesn't take a date. Nissan, if we ma'abed Hashana, moves, but it remains a Nissan, and it becomes Yudalad Nissan and Tesvav Nissan. Yovel is something that transcends time. It will never be counted as one of the years. In other words, the ability to transcend time, not only because of the, it's not only because of the, I can go further. It bechlal, time is not shaylit on yovel, and therefore it's mufka from zan. That's the pshat in the Rambam. That it's halacha. It's not that the Rambam is just quoting the halacha. The fact that it's not from the minyan ashanim, because yovel is something that is not part of zman. But if it's not part of zman, what is it? There's no such thing. There's no such thing as something that is not part of something. What does it mean? Something is not part of anything. The answer is, if the framework of the world is the world of mitzvahs, the world of Torah, that gives it meaning. I want to explain this a minute. when we define a universe, when we define existence, we have to define what something gives it meaning. So one way of defining a universe is in space. In other words, from here to here. So I'm defining it by makom. I can define something by zman, from then to then. That's a framework. That's a universe. I can't say something that is nothing. What does it mean? Something that's neither in time nor space. So where is it? The answer is there's a third dimension. The Sfarim always speak about Oshan, Oilam, Shana, Nefesh. It's from Sefer Yetzirah, a frame. In other words, neshamas are not part of either or. The neshama is something that's a chelik of kaimi mal. So it's not in a place. It's not in a time. But it's in a different framework. And that framework is the Oilam of mitzvahs, Kedusha. And therefore, Yovel is defined by keeping the halachas. If it's a yovel that does not have these halachas, then it's not a yovel. Then it's I don't know what the din is. It becomes probably another. It becomes the first year of the next seder. You skip yovel basically. There's no the kedushas yovel is what yovel is not a counted year. So what is it? The answer is it's a chelik of the world of mitzvahs. And if it's not a chelik of the mitzvahs, then it no longer exists. You can't have a year that is not defined by olam, shana, or nefesh. You can't have you can't have an entity that's not defined by one of them. What is it? It's something. A something means it's a type of place, it's a type of time, it's a type of person, but one or the other or the other. Yovel is defined by having kol yeshveha in Eretz Yisrael, one. The shvatim have to be mesuda, and they have to be keeping the mitzvahs. That's a type of existence that goes beyond. If I can draw some sort of parallel maybe, or more, after the world until Noah existed like that. So even after the Chait, when there was already some limit, but the years were very long, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world, and it says that he then made a bris, that Yom V'Layla Yishpoisu, Kayetz and Chayref, and all of the different seasons and so on. So we just think of it as being a reprieve, Kadosh Baruch Hu granted us. No, it's not a gift. It's a lower form of existence. By setting Chayref and Kayetz to be independent of our mitzvahs, we've moved down many, many notches. We're now the one thing in the world that's immutable are the seasons, Zman, and we're part of it. And therefore, our existence becomes a much smaller and much lower existence. It's a trade-off. We never disappear because time and Zman, we never ruin the world to the degree where the world disappears, but we are bound by time, and then the time has its total shilt on us, and that's it. Forever and ever, we're stuck to Chayef and Kayetz and so on. So the world went down a lot, and that's the way it stayed. Klal Yisrael got something that was able to go beyond it, and therefore Shnas HaYevel is something that goes beyond it. Shnas HaYevel is the year of Chayrus. So it's not only that it's a year that exists independent, but the Inyonim that are Noyeg, with Avorim, Grat, Chayrus, Asodis, all of them are a certain Hafkar of any Gvulis on the Bria, and things go to the way they should be. That's the Metzius of Shnas HaYevel. If we're to look for parallels in the world of mitzvahs, there is a all mitzvahs have gvulas within the bria. Lamashal, you everything is either a time when you can do it, or an item that you can do it with. At the end of the day, each mitzvah affixes itself to some sort of item and so on. That's why mitzvahs are part of this world. Of the mitzvahs, the mitzvah that is least bound by anything is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is something that is Vagisrayam Valaila. It's your default thing to do unless you have a mitzvah that comes up that can't be done, and so on. I want to say over a chazal. It's a chazal that said people use it in terms of learning Tarsha B'Ksav at night and so on. There's like sort of in yonim, yes to learn, not to learn at night. But there's something in the chazal itself that we need to understand. It's a medrash. It says Vayishem Hashem Mem Yoyim Mem Laila. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kadosh Baruch Hu 40 days and 40 nights. So the medrash asks, Minayin o yodea Moshe emes hayoyim? When did Moshe know when it was day? Elo, Kadosh Baruch Hu melamdo Torah shebiksav hayodea shu yoyim. When he taught him Torah shebiksav, he knows it's yoyim. Kadosh melamdo alper Mishnah v'Talmud hayodea shu laila. So, I don't get it. I mean, first of all, what kind of question? I mean, it's coming off the pasuk. It says in the pasuk he was with Hashem 40 days and 40 nights. So how do you know? Maybe, first of all, maybe Moshe didn't know. Maybe we standing on down. I mean, it's Nagia for us, really. So we standing down at the bottom of the mountain, counted the days, and then we messed up, or, you know, and when we lost count, or when we didn't realize the count. So what does it mean, how does Moshe know? We know. I mean, we're writing about it, and even Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu came back, Moshe Rabbeinu checked his calendar, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, hey, it must be Shavuos HaBetamos today. So what's the question? And secondly, L'may Nafka Mina. I mean, like, Moshe needs to know what to eat on Shacharis, what to eat breakfast, didn't eat. I mean, L'may Nafka Mina, how do you know when it was day, when it was night? For what, L'may Nafka Mina? So yes, it's coming off the Pasuk, and it's sort of a dig on the Pasuk. It says, V'sham Hashem Nem Yoyim Mem Laila. What's the dig of Mem Yoyim Mem Laila? There's obviously this distinction between Yom and Laila. What is that distinction? That seems to be the Chazal mentioned. But what are Chazal saying over here? Chazal is saying that it's the other way around. We say to ourselves, day and night are physical realities. Everybody is stuck in day and night. And therefore, it serves as the outer frame for our existence is Yom Laila minimal. It's the other way around. There's a world where the framework is Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh are the framework. In our world, it's called Yom Laila, but its framework is really that. There's a second manyam over there that says V'oid minayin hayodea b'yom v'layla mazolos kor mishtach v'minu was yoim, and when you saw the cham mishtach hayodea shu layla. In other words, same thing. From the kriya, there's a world where there's a kriya of mazolos, kriya kofresh yud ayin hey, bowing down of mazolus and chama, and therefore that is the framework. In this world, it comes down as Yom Laila. So Torah, the first man Yom is telling us that Torah is the overarching, the distinctions in Torah between the different Chelkei Torah is the big framework that allows for distinctions, minimal Yom and Laila, and Bimela. So Lamashal, Yom is when you see something, and that's when the power of sight is most important. And so Torah Shebiksav is one chelik of Torah, and that reflects itself in a Yom, which has clarity and allows you to see things and perceive them tangibly. B'meila, but on the other hand, there's less Havana. When a person trusts his senses and what he sees, he doesn't need to think into it. Then there's a chelik Torah called Torah Shebal Peh, which is Shmia. And on the one hand, there's a lack of clarity. On the other hand, there's a delving into it, a deeper understanding. And that, in a physical way, becomes Lila. The framework is Yom and Lila. The framework is Torah Shebal Peh. In a physical world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a Yom and Lila. After Noach, when he froze the world, it froze into Yom and Lila, and that formed the basis for the world. So Torah is in big in a sense the big picture. It's that cancers out of framework, and everything else becomes part of it. The Maharal says, when he speaks about Shavuos, Torah, Shavuos is in Sivat Torah in the beginning. He says, "Hamadrega Shlishis, Milo Nivdelas Bilti Gashvish Einetach Zazman Klal, Kineged Zeh, there's the Yovel, Sheishnas Chamishin Shein Boi Sfira, Ki Memtes Yeshvem Sfira Shuazman, Ava Shnas Chamishim Ein Boi Sfira Klal, Meshein Sfira Min Chamisha Atzeres, Ke Oilom HaNivda Elyon Einetach Zazman Klal." So the Maharal says that in the world of Chamishim, in the Inyan of Chamishim, that's a total hafkar from Zman. It's true by Yovel and it's true by Shavuos. Both of them are Chamishim. And therefore, in both of them, they're kilu not shayach to the world of Zman. They're shayach to the world of Chamishim. And they express themselves in Zman. In other words, we can take that and actually put it into our time. But that's it. So Kaponim. Let's understand it in what it means. It means that every single person lives within a certain framework. That's true, even malachim. Lamashal, the fact that a malach echad can't do two shlichas is a limitation. So Rifal is the malach that can heal. He can heal from A to Z, but that's it. He can't do anything else. He can't bring parnasa. The Malach Gavriel can administer din, and he can do it from one part of the world to the other part of the world, but that's it. He can't do more than that. So everything in the world, in order to have meaning and existence, needs to be defined by certain gvulas. The lowest form of that are physical gvulas. I occupy the space from point A to point B. That's a physical gvul. That defines anything physical, very physical. There are things that are conceptual, and they are defined by the fact that they're part of Zman. And that's why Kedushas HaZmanim, Shabbos, Yontif, and so on, those are all in Yonim, or even the seasons, the change of seasons, which is a lower form, but these are all Zman, Yom V'Laila. Choref and Kayetz, all of these are Zmanim that are built into the Bria. They're a little less tangible than physical space, but right now, those are immutable, and we're forced to live with it. And in Koheles, he basically says that anything that is Tachas HaShemesh is really does not have any real value, because it comes, it goes, it's bound by time. It does not have its own, it doesn't have its own metzias. So it comes and it goes, what's the point of it? Since Zman is, so if I define a person, I say, such and such a person, tell me about him. So the first thing a biographer or anybody will tell you usually is something along the lines of, he lived from this date to this date. That our first, when we ask, who was such and such a person? So the answer will usually be, well, he lived in this state, and these are his accomplishments and his deeds and etc. And that became frozen by Noach, by after the Mabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to give the world a kiyum that would not be affected by our ma'isim. Our bechira was limited in what it could accomplish. And the trade-off is, we're part and parcel of a world that is defined by Zman. So yes, time is very rigid. It's never going to be bottle. But it's it. We are fixed within the time, and that's it. Klal Yisrael started the process of undoing that. Instead of we becoming subordinate to time, time started becoming subordinate to us. So, it's even a rumor in the pasuk. It says Yom Hashishi. So these are the 6-7 days of Bria Olam. And Yom HaShishi says all of these manim, all of these yamim, are really dependent on Kaisim being Kabbal Torah. The first mitzvah we got was Kiddush HaChodesh, which means we can leave an imprint on Zman. But Derech Klal, it's not like that. If it's day now, it's day. If it's night, it's night. If it's winter, it's winter. If it's summer, it's summer. We can't change anything in terms of that. That's the most fixed thing we have. But we can make a yontif. We can make today the Zman Geula, you know, and, you know, Zman Cheresenu. Zman Cheresenu is not what the Zman told us. It's what we told the Zman. We got up in Bez and said, now is Zman Cheresenu. Simon Sad Kiddush HaChodesh, Simon Sad Kiddush Shanim, whether it's this day or this day, this month, we're the ones who make the Zman. So there's a hashpah of Zmanim, not Cheref and Kayetz, not this, and that we're the ones that make it. Chazal even say, the famous Yerushalmi, that when Chazal am Abed Shana, the Teva changes with it, Kiyadua, Psula, Psulim Chayzim, and so on. That's already an effect even on the physical, but certainly mitzad the halacha shabai, we're affected as Zmanim. The Torah gave us one more hisalus, and that is, we can transcend the Zman. We can go past, we can be mafki ourselves from Zman and become something more than that. And that is this world of Yovel. It's this world of Shavuos. I want to explain something even in Mitzad Talmud Torah. If a person is to ask himself, how much chesed can I do in a day? There's a limit. If let's say I can give one loaf of bread to an ani, it takes me 1 minute to do it. And let's say I have an incredible supply of loaves of bread, so I can do 60 anim per hour. I can do 24 times 60 per day. That's it. And I also need to have that many loaves. Since mitzvahs are done through ma'isim, this gugvulus. Learning, even though learning, I'm also limited to 24 hours, but the amount of learning that I do in terms of the depth of understanding retention, etc., even on a physical level, the mind is very plastic, and no one, it's very hard to put gvulis on the seichel. In other words, people will remarkably catch up to things that they missed, and people say, wow, how do you do it? It's not, you can't say learning an hour will give you 10 pieces of information. It doesn't work that way. Even a person, you know, even the same person, same kashrinus, if there's satishma in 1 hour, a lot more is understood. The seichel and das navana satira in the vagiso yem v'laylo also means that it's really not so dependent. And it's possible, Chazal say that chassidim rishonim, that since they davened so much and so on, how were they able to learn so much? And they said because they were chassidim, that the Torah was misbareches bekirbam, mishtameres bekirbam. It's somehow the time was not what was kaveas, was kaveas the Torah they were able to learn. Understandably, that this, if a person is a gashmistic person, he sets aside very little time to learn, he's not going to have that. But if a person is betzem mufka and he's in that world of taira, then zman is not going to have those limitations on it that one would expect. And you see people who are kaveh themselves to learn and kulay in the tkufa that a person is kulay taira, the person's hatzlacha seems to be extremely no proportion the other time. People will wonder, you know, I was sitting and I did okay, so now I sit 2 more hours and learn, but I'm doing 10 times as well. Why? And the answer is because it's not just a question of how much more time you gave it. You entered a different world, and this world has its own dynamics and has nothing to do with the correlation of how much bits of information can you get in 1 hour or 10 hours or whatever. But I want to talk about one more nekuda in terms of our attitude. There's a kotzkevart, and Klish Levi says something similar. It goes like this. Al toyma leke she'efne eshne, shema leite pane. Don't say that when I'll have time I learn, maybe you're not going to have time. Pashta Pshat, the Mishnah is, you know, don't wait around, you never know. The Kotzke said, Shema loy tipane, it said in Yiddish, Efshe maintenance is osayna loy sipane dike. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to learn while not having time. In other words, a person assumes Menuchas HaNefesh first, I'll have everything organized, straightened out, and so on and so forth. Now I'll sit and learn. That's the most efficient way of learning, and it is. And that's what I want. He says, maybe what you're brainstorming, if you see that you're constantly harried and you constantly have pressures and so on, maybe that's what Shabbat wants, that you should learn between the cracks. That's the Torah view that he wants. That's a Vard of the Kotzke. The way I would like to understand it is that it means maybe Hagufa, the Torah of somebody who's structured, it take me 2 hours to get this down, an hour to take care of this, and now the rest of the next 9 hours I can sit and learn, is a structured Torah. It's very nice, you're sitting and learning, clear head and everything, but it's coming within a Seder of Zman. That's not the Darga of Torah that is beyond Zman. The Darga of Torah beyond Zman, where even though Zman is kind of, it's not a tetzav of the zman. I'm learning. Whatever I have to do, I have to do. It's very difficult psychologically. You keep getting interrupted and keep getting pulled away and this and that and the other thing. It's not easy. But that's because we're a product of an environment. But if a person understands that there's somebody who's above environment, then his Torah becomes a very different Torah. Faket, this is me. This is my default setting. And even if I keep getting interrupted, it still keeps coming back to that. I want a little bit apply it to our tekufa. I mean, Baruch Hashem, it has been extremely gratifying to see how much things are working. under very, very strange and difficult conditions. I want to understand the Maila. I think it's important that we appreciate what our Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us. Until now, we've had the schedule and the structure, and we fitted in our learning in the schedule and the structure. There's a yeshiva, there's a building, there's a place, there's a shtenda, there's a gemara, there's a time, there's a first set, there's a second set, there's this, there's that, the other thing, and so on. And, you know, we fill the slots, which is very nice. We're all of a sudden in a metzias where really zman and structure are just about non-existent. You can do anything you want. Mitzad the hekif. There's no natural rhythm of anything. So we, when we sit ourselves down to learn and we make the times, it's a me'en of Moshe Rabbeinu's Teresha B'Ksav becoming Yoim, Teresha B'Alpeh becoming Laila, and so on. In other words, it's our learning and our activity that's creating the structure for us. It's not the pshat, well, now it's 9 o'clock, the bell rang, the brachim are coming, now it's 10 o'clock, now it's this, now it's that. It's the other way around. We decided we need now a Seder, so now a Seder. Now is Shir, now is Shir, now is Chazar, now is Chazar. We are the ones who create it. It's a challenge, but like all challenges, it's there to bring out something in us. And I think we're looking back, we'll see it as a tekufa when our learning was our learning. It was independent of any of the chitzonius, of anything around that boxed it into a certain box. That forces. So instead of now saying, well, it's this and this time, so it's the end of first day and this, a person can say, I'm tired, I'm gonna lay down for a few minutes, I'm back. It's something which gives us a tam of that tire of late upon it. Al Kaponim, the mahalach of the tikkun of the bria is to restore Adam again to his unfettered condition. When it says in Chazal that the Adam was 100 amas tall, or the Adam was tall to the sun, and he could see from the world around the whole world, what it means was Adam was mufka from zman. Adam was not under. Makom. Not he was mufka from makom. Adam was totally his. He could be kaveh. This is here. This is here. This is here. Adam is living 1,000 years, which seemed to be, or maybe without the chet, he would live forever, something unclear, but it means Zman did not really put any framework around the person. I'm living, I exist, and I exist, and that's it. Existence is my default. When Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now put him into Makom. He threw him out of Gan Eden, and now there were places in the world, and in the world, place defines things. And Zman. Adam has a Zman, and he can measure his time by how much he's aging. When the marble came around, that was the final Makom Patish, and there were things that became so frozen in the Bria that our Chet can affect it, and b'meila our mitzvah can affect it. Yoim and Laila and Chorif and Kotzer never change. Our maisim are totally within that. That is a box. Everything has to be in the box. With the beginning of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the kelim to undo it. It's not only so that we're more free. It's because the whole basis for the Bria was meant to be Mais Adam. We're like a bayer. We're like it says in Chazal, just like Hashem is bayer lamim, so too tzaddikim are bayer lamim. We're supposed to be the masters of the Bria fully. We're supposed to be almost like, meaning that the existence of the Bria. We always learn that Hashem keeps the Bria in existence. Well, guess what? So do we. Yom Hashishi. We, our acceptance of Torah keeps the Bria going. That keeps it going. That process started in Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we gained the ability to create Zmanim, like I said, for not Chorev and Kotzer, but Zman Chereseinu, Zman Tatereseinu, all of these things we created. Then, with Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chai Olam, not B'Sechenu. It means Chayim that are Mufka from Zman totally. In the world of Torah, Mufka Zman, Moshe Rabbeinu went up and his calendar was divided in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. That became the framework of the world. So the world of Ruchnis became the calendar, and Zman fit into it. So in this world, yes, this was Yom, this was Laila, and this was that. But the Sheirish of it became the Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, he gave us something that transcends Zman. It's a mitzvah that really has no shaykhus to Zman. It's Mufkan Zman. And part of the way in which we reflect it is if it does not fit only a box of Zman by us, if it's something that wherever it is, it's there. We are Torah, and there are things that override it. Vasafta Ganech overrides it. Mitzvah Sheev Shalakayim Adayachem overrides it, and so on. But overriding means that anytime we don't have a reason not to learn, we automatically learning. It's a default setting. Like the Rambam says, by mitzvah, they can't do acherim, b'yachzol tamudoy. So learning, becoming part of this world of Chai Olam means that the person's learning is something that becomes a sort of default setting in his mind. And that becomes his mitzias. And when that becomes his mitzias, imagine Yovel. What an incredible year. It's a year that is a year only if we're mekayim the mitzvahs. And if we're not mekayim the mitzvahs, no kedusha. It's incredible. The when a person lives through Yovel, and a person dehares that, you know, if I weren't keeping the mitzvahs, this wouldn't be Yovel. That's the power that a person has, that the whole world stands in Bechira. Nothing is more frozen than Zman, and the Zman stands on my Yetzias HaMitzvahs. That is the Inyan of Yovel. Matan Torah is part of that world, and it gives us a sense of being beyond Zman, and Zman totally in us, and brings back Adam to that surah of Godless, where he transcends both place and time, and he becomes the ultimate surah of the world.